Lamora, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling? When you're using magic, I mean. There's only so many times I can cast Prestidigitation before I need a Prestidigivacation.
Well, you're weird.
Lamora, don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. After enough castings, your healing word starts to smell like a healing turd. But I've found a product that can help, and it's called Summoner's Eve. Made with natural ingredients, Summoner's Eve will leave you feeling clean and fresh. It has a mild yet effective pH balance formula that's been mage-tested for gentleness. Summoner's Eve comes in a variety of fragrances, including Water Deep, Exfoliating Extraplanar Adventure, Sweet Sorrow, and Fresh Scent. It has changed my life.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Wow, my body feels like a temple. I feel like I could cast Sacred Flame all day long and it wouldn't even chafe.
Yeah, unlike your personality.
Will, you're such a douche.
Summoner's Eve, because you deserve the freshest spells with the freshest of smells.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together, featuring Kevin as Dungeon Master, Eric as Nick, Emily as Lamora, and Katie as Will. Hold on to your haversacks, let's roll!
Since we have maybe more limited time, let us just get right on with it, shall we?
Yeah.
So, everybody has leveled up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, and what do you guys think about this leveling system? I prefer it. Instead of tracking, like,
sure.
XP, where you can actually just, like, something important happened that should have happened at this level that's appropriate. Okay, boing! Now level up.
Yeah, that's cool.
It just makes more sense to me. Just less math, the better.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
Don't. I don't like the maths. Even simple maths are the bad maths. I don't like them. And they are plural because they're all bad.
Yes.
all right, so if I remember correctly, what had just happened, you guys beat the nursemaid.
Yep.
You discovered the existence of the stairway that goes down, that it existed anyway.
Yep.
And then you were all out on the balcony, chilling out and resting.
Yep.
Is this correct? All right, recouping.
Wait, remind me what we discovered a stairway going down?
Well, we saw it in the dollhouse. We saw that from top, there's like a separate one that goes down.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where we pretty much are, as far as I know. Okay. So you guys have rested for, I don't know, how long did you guys want to rest? I mean, I'll give you as much as you want. So if you want to say you spent 8 hours chilling out there, then...
I doubt it.
I don't imagine you would.
No.
But yeah.
I would, metagaming wise, I would think it'd be at least an hour to give us a short rest.
Okay. You know, I don't remember the exact stats on what you gain hit point wise.
You can spend a hit dice.
That's what I thought.
And you can roll it and add your con modifier to it and gain that much.
What does spending a hit dice mean?
You have two hit dice you can spend at each short rest, as many as you want, and you roll that die and add your con modifier and gain that many hit points.
But if I use it now, then I can't use it later?
You get your hit dice back when you take a long rest.
Long rest is like 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours.
We're like never going to have a long I have no idea. When are we ever going to have a long
rest? You will have long rests. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Yeah, it happens.
It's when I sleep with all you guys in one big bed.
Yep.
Sure.
Grandpa Joe style.
Just remember, back to back, everybody.
Everybody, that'll work.
Well, no, that's from Puddle Glum. It's the way to stay the warmest.
It doesn't make sense.
And it's not a sexual thing at all. It's not from a Christian author trying to keep people from doing stuff, trying to keep the youngins from soaking.
Soaking?
You don't know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, I'm going to educate y'all now.
Kevin, are you like
I know what that is, so yeah. You can tell them.
Yeah, it's a Mormon thing. So apparently God hates it if you thrust.
What?
Oh.
So what it is like you just get the penis in there and you just
stay there. Yep.
You just let it sit.
Soak.
Then it's soak. Okay. Then it's soak. Okay.
Then God doesn't hate you.
I think they should call it marinating.
Like, are they saying that that's like are that's better. What they're supposed to do, like, even when they're married and stuff?
No. Just before
that's
you're married.
That's the way to get that's... around premarital
what?
Sex.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That is a Mormon loophole right there. That's right. Yeah, loophole.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
All right. Oh, God.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can do this.
Nope.
That's okay. But see, I can just imagine after a while, like, you're sitting there. Duh, duh, duh.
Wow.
You know, like, it gets accustomed and, you know.
Yeah. We should probably try it and find out. No. How long is it taking? Just,
you know, I'm betting anything under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Because
we should probably
to...
try to find out.
Catly, like, be like talking to each other at the same time, and so then what do you talk about?
Hmm.
Like, so how was work? You know. Oh, it was fine. So did you find anything out about those TPS reports? Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to totally turn those in. You know, Thompson is a total douchebag. Yeah, I don't like him either. You know, everything you tell me about him is awful. Yeah, I know.
Done. Anyway.
Okay. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
Same thing. Oh, man.
Soaking, though. Right.
Soaking.
Okay.
What the? You guys are weird that you both know that. Like, I can see of us knowing that, but what the hell is happening?
Oh, no. It's totally
pursuit.
A thing. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a thing to know to entertain your friends by.
Yes.
I am
it's a party trick.
You know, if you can do it well, it might be a party trick. Like, watch how long I can soak.
Oh my God. Watch.
Watch, yes.
It depends on what kind of party it is.
That's true.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Back to fantasy and action. All right. Okay. So, Nick has expended hit dice.
I did.
Sounds like. So, you have been sitting there for about 2 hours. Everyone's feeling more energized, rested. Better off. You just re-killed the nursemaid thing and discovered the secrets and all that kind of stuff. The kids gave you some BS and possession state.
There yeah.
You are. Now you're on the balcony.
Did Lamora find out anything? I mean, I'm trying to remember what we were at before because I don't want to step on anything.
We had all kind of decided that maybe we should deal with this monster in the basement.
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
why
okay.
We made the express choice to kind of
recuperate. Oh, and Walter, I thought maybe because of what the kid said in my head that maybe Walter wasn't even a baby, maybe it was not existing.
Right.
What
yeah.
I would like to do is walk around and look at some of the portraits to see if there's a baby in any of them.
Nice. Okay. There were portraits on the second floor.
Yep.
There were some portraits down there if you would like to go and look at them.
Yes.
Sure.
Certainly may.
Okay.
Is that what you're doing? All right.
Yeah, I think, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and I think we should probably stick together at this point just to avoid any mishaps.
You know, splitting the party is never a really good idea. So.
Right.
Okay. You guys have the map up? Are you looking at it?
I do. I am.
If you will go down to the room where you guys fought the armor.
Yep.
The second floor, or right by the staircase there, there should be like little things that look like suits of armor mm-hmm. and like a fireplace thing that is on the north side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, there is a large portrait, and it's actually of the entire family. So you can see both Daddy Durst,
yep.
Mama Durst,
mm-hmm.
the two young children, and then you can also see, actually, the dad holding what you would have guessed to be Walter. And there is like a slight like look of like maybe scorn or disgust in the mom's face looking at the baby.
Mm.
Whoa.
Do you actually see a baby or does it look like a shape of a baby?
There is actually a baby there.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
I don't have maps.
All right. Well, there is a baby in this picture. I'm assuming. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like that's
are...
what I said last time was something about maybe not being a baby. I'm not sure.
You did.
You did say that. Yeah.
And this is a time where people didn't take. This is painted portraits, right? So there's not going to be like Digital camera, baby.
This is not the
enhance
the Faerun selfie.
Enhance.
You know. I mean more like, how often would portraits be around? Like, if it were a baby, I wonder if there would be any portraits of the baby. Actually, like, if I should still look, or if it should just be like, okay, well, there is a baby according to this portrait.
You could certainly roll like a history kind of check just to see like what you think aristocratic families did at that time, like. How often are portraits made, or what, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, a history check. I got a 10 and plus 1, right? Just right by the history thing?
Yep, that's that right. Number I wrote in there for you, or you wrote.
Yep. Yeah.
So Lamora is doing it as well.
Oh,
and you know nothing about painting.
Yep.
you're looking at it going, what's color? You're kind of like me. And,
is this a real guy? What is happening?
What? How did they make the man sit still in the...
Isn't he hungry?
Naivete. He must be. So what you know is that most aristocratic families from, you know, you have actually, you know, a pretty diverse background in aristocratic families from in Tivoli. You
yeah.
should know these things. And nobody makes a portrait just out of the blue. It's because something important happened. And so you can tell, like, this portrait was made probably because that baby was born.
What is the father's expression like?
He's looking very stern.
Okay.
And just kind of like, you know, proud, like, I'm the man kind of look. So.
All right. So maybe this kid, I mean, hey, everybody. I'll try to role play a little bit. So mommy doesn't look so happy. Daddy kind of, I mean, he looks like a jerk, but, you know, he also kind of looks a little proud. So maybe this baby is not, I don't know, maybe it's not her baby?
Nursemaid, remember nursemaid when she came in, didn't she say, my baby, didn't she?
She did say
but
that.
Maybe she just meant,
my baby that I tend for.
Maybe we got a little case of the
wandering.
Hello, little nursemaid. Yeah. Hello, little nursemaid. Soaking in the nursemaid.
Bring it full circle. Yeah. Obviously, you know, Papa Durst not so good at the soaking.
An attempted soaking of the nursemaid. But it didn't work out.
So.
And I have this kid in my head, and I keep trying to think of like a wick. I got the little one. I got screwed over. He's just like,
well, he's about six, so I mean, he can speak. You know, he has some rational.
Yeah, but apparently he's just hungry and cries all the time.
Well, that's you know, you try being a ghost for a while. Tell me how it goes for you.
I don't want to take. I mean, if anyone else has anything to say, I'm just thinking out. I'm a think out louder person.
Well, I think while the possessed people were contemplating frequency of paintings, Nick would probably like maybe peek through one of the doors just that they haven't explored since they're down here. Why not? Cause...
sure. Where are you going?
Facing the fireplace. Let's say left.
All right, facing the fireplace, going left. Got it. Okay, so you walk in there. You. Open the door, peek inside, and you
yeah,
can see it's some kind of like, you look inside and it looks to be like some kind of entertainment room. There's a large harpsichord. There is a harp in that side as well. There's chairs on the outsides of the room. There is a what looks to be a fireplace on the far end, on the south end of the house. It's very lushly decorated, kind of built for acoustics.
Cool. And remind me, like all of this seems very disused, right? Like, dusty
no,
or not.
The first two floors you came in look like brand new. It was the third and the attic that looked like they're a little bit more disused.
Okay.
The attic looked incredibly like dusty and unused.
Got it.
Third floor, not so much. First two floors look great.
Okay. I'll say, hey guys, there's there's a piano thing in here. I don't know.
And everyone goes, what's a piano? It hasn't been invented yet. No, just kidding.
Kevin!
It's like, there's a keyboard in here. I think it's a Moog.
Casio!
Yeah, Casio. It's a better joke. There's a instrument in here. I know you found that music. I don't know if that has any significance. It was just right outside this door. Did you lose it?
Oh no. Did we lose the music?
No, it's
Lamora lost the music.
It's gotta be in here.
Well, we haven't been out of this house. Let's look around. Let's retrace our steps.
Yeah. There it is.
All is well in the
world. I knew I kept it up.
Do I need to take a gander at this?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I have music and there's a harpsichord thing, so maybe I should.
All right.
Why not?
I just thought it was weird that that was found in a helmet of a thing that tried to kill us. Seems odd.
I'd agree.
Right?
Hopefully it doesn't make the rest of them come to life. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. I would say hopefully not. Yeah.
It's a good hope to have.
What little you know, it's the song of animate everything in the house.
No. I just jump out the window. That's what my character does.
And then the animated armor comes back and goes, "This is the song of my people!" All right.
Are you going to blow?
I will blow.
Whoa.
Check this out.
All right.
Oh,
ready?
Oh, man.
Here we go. One, two, three.
That's how it's supposed to sound.
That is how it's supposed to sound. And then when that is played, all of a sudden you hear two doors. You hear something on the same floor that you're on go like a door open. And then you also hear something above you go like it opened.
Whoa.
And if you can name where that was referenced from, you get inspiration. What that song is.
I know what that's from.
Yeah.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, you get inspiration.
I love that movie. Hmm.
And yes, you played it exactly
right.
It's supposed to be dissonant at the end. So, okay. Yes, good job.
Yeah, hearing it makes me hungry for mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So, Whoa. That was
good. You guys hear that?
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of the tune, but I...
Mithrin looks over at you and says, like, don't criticize the artist.
Well, I guess it was played right, because it sounds like it did something.
Yeah. Do you think something's coming through that opening door sound somewhere?
Yeah, do we run toward it or away from it?
Right? No kidding.
Well, so you guys heard the same ones that I heard, obviously. You heard one on this, like, what sounded like it's over to the east, and then one above us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do we want to... I don't know what you want to do.
We'll just kind of, shimmies his way in between whoever is around. Just
Everyone back to a wall.
Well, I guess the alternative to that is heading down into the basement. So I don't know that it wouldn't be a welcome diversion.
Will's going to ask... brain child, demon child, whatever he is. Right. Know anything about the piano music or harpsichord? Sorry, excuse me, piano is not invented.
Music is fun.
It is fun. You are right. But, that noise that we heard, did we just wake something up in your creepy house that you have?
I don't know.
You don't know anything.
He starts crying when you get sharp with him.
Oh my god. Well, luckily he hasn't. Little child. Come on. No one ever played a. What the. That. Have you ever heard of that music before? Have you ever heard of that? Will just grasps his head again and just, stalks away from everybody because he's frustrated.
Mithrin at this point is going to go. I am for exploring the house. We're under no speed anymore because now we know that there's no baby in the house. There's no reason we have to be fast. So as long as we're in here, I'd say let's see if we can find some loot. Get out of here with something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
I mean, if those doors that open, that's the only way that they open, I can't imagine it's something that's like a trap. That would be a weird trap. Be pretty hard to encounter that trap, so...
It'd be a very odd trap that has you trigger it when you're not in the room.
Yeah. It seems to be more like a clever way to hide something, which is usually...
Yeah, like hide a giant monster to come and eat us, but, because there was, already kind of crazy stuff, like ghost children and things,
sure.
But,
I mean, I did know a story, about a guy who lived in this city, and he was, you know, trying to like right the wrongs and things like that. And I think his name was with the bat person, and he had a valet that they hid their secret thing and the same kind of stuff. You know, I've seen that. I knew, used to know that story. It was good.
You used to know. It sounds like a pretty good story. Like,
you know, well, you know, it got bought up by a very large bard consortium, and then, you know, he couldn't, and I can't play it anymore. So, you know, so now when I go to the numbers, I'm no longer able to talk about bat person, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, Will go along. He's still snapping his fingers and figuring out how prestidigitation works.
<He's> like... Can you see him walking around going, ah, firefly, like, ah.
That's honestly like what I was picturing when nobody's look. I mean, he's not going to do it in front of people because he doesn't want to look like an idiot, but like, seriously, yeah, putting himself behind and just being like, what is this? And like, you know, whatever, something, you know, like little balls like of
walking
light.
In the back. Walking in the back of the group and just like changing your clothes color, like,
yeah, exactly.
Changing the taste of your own saliva.
Yeah, like, whoa, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Hmm.
Right. Yeah, but that's what he's doing. He'll follow along and kind of practice his things that he's discovering that he can do.
Okay, Lamora?
She will go along.
Okay. Nick, are you leading, or is Mithrin going to lead?
I think Nick will, sure.
All right, let's go.
But other than being on this floor, don't really... It's probably not enough of a sense to know where...
I mean, okay. There's, what, two doors, right?
Yeah. Well, you knew one was from the east, so if you were in the music room,
yep,
you were all standing in the middle of the room facing the harpsichord.
Yep.
Okay.
That would be north.
Okay.
So the one that you heard came from the east.
Right.
So on this floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other one came from above you somewhere.
Just to narrow it down, Nick will probably head to the closest doors, which I think are the double doors sort of across the room. Right.
So... You open those doors,
mm-hmm.
And as you open them, you see this is obviously the man of the house's study.
Okay.
From what you assume, being a patriarchy, as this place seems to be. It's a nice study. It has a very large desk, and it also has, on the south wall, many books. There's two bookshelves, as you can see on the map. Two different sets of bookshelves, one that's sticking out in the middle of the wall, one that's running alongside the wall. And, you know, two nice chairs and a fireplace and all that. On the desk is, like, your typical desk stuff. You know, there's a inkwell, some parchment, what looks to be some kind of paperweight in the shape of, like, a clawed hand, which is odd. And, you know, various desk things. But it looks very organized. It's very, not like just haphazardly things piled together. It's very organized.
Okay. And there's nothing, like, hanging open that's clearly obvious? Doors or anything?
Not just from the doorway that you can see.
Okay. Well, being the first one in, I think he'll go in and, if there's nothing immediately apparent, start to hunt around, see if there's any loose sections of bookshelf or drawers in the desk or something like that.
Yeah, and when you come around the corner of the first bookshelf that goes along the wall, you do see that some of that bookshelf is ajar from the rest of it.
Whoa! Cool!
A door and a bookshelf?
Guys, did you ever see Adam's Family? Check it out. There's probably a huge slide down here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Will would probably actually be more attracted to the desk and kind of go through the desk, like just kind of nonchalantly look through the, you know, like that would be more of what he would be attracted to. He would kind of be like, oh yeah, that door, it looks great. And if Nick is like, he'd be like, I'm just gonna look at this normal stuff. But especially because it's like a desk and of like the big guy, he would probably be interested in that. But I don't know if there's anything actually interesting about it. That's just my role playing.
Lamora, what are you going to be doing?
I think probably going over to the bookcase.
Okay, so you're following Nick?
Following Nick, yeah.
Okay. Mithrin is also, like, just kind of staying in the center of the room. He's not committing one way or another at this point. All right, since you went in first, Nick, you have the first thing, and I'm assuming you're approaching the bookshelf and going to be opening it.
Oh, yep.
As you open it, I need you to roll a d20.
Okay. Oh no.
This is just to see how lucky.
Guys,
I
said I was a monster.
What am I? Am I adding anything? It's a puppy. No,
you're attacked by a dog. Yeah, just your wisdom mod.
Wisdom saving throw 17.
17, very good. Go ahead.
I was gonna say if it's a charm effect, I have advantage, but it sounds like
no,
succeeded.
It is not charm.
Okay.
As you open the door, you are not freaked out and utterly, you know, skeeved by the dead body that falls on you. As you open the door, and it is definitely someone like you, an adventurer, but you can see it has three poison darts sticking out of what used to be its neck. Oh. It's quite a desiccated corpse at this point, though, and as it falls out of this little alcove that has a chest over in the corner, it just falls on top of you. At that sound, Mithrin is going to sneak his head around the corner and go, so, we're all making noises, okay.
He'll push the body off of him and get out from under it, and he'll look to see, I mean, if maybe what happened to this body, or who it is, or what's going on with it.
As you look at the body, you can see it's got those three darts in it that I said before.
Okay.
It looks to be like standard adventurer gear. Nothing of value is on the body, and no identifying features. It's just too far gone. You know, the body is like pretty much just some very leathery skin at this point, and a skeleton.
All right. He'll say, all right, hold up, everybody. This guy got tagged by a couple of poison darts. I suspect it may have been from within this chamber, so we might want to tread lightly.
That sounds like a great idea, says Mithrin. So I'm going to give Will, you are the next to move.
Yeah, that's fun. That's lovely. Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to be the first one to go. I'm a go-getter in much more normal circumstances, not in, you know, ghost houses. So he's probably like, well, what would you typically do in this kind of situation? Boys, girl, wait, you've never left the temple, never mind, but...
Yeah, what would you do in this situation? Pray.
Because you do that.
Too, I guess. you were going over to the desk, right?
Yeah, he was going through the desk. I mean, that was what he was interested in. Okay.
Can you roll a d20 perception, please?
Be more investigation, though, right?
Either way, investigation or perception, I'll take. Is that a 1?
No, it's a 2.
A 2, okay.
But it still makes me laugh when it's that bad. It doesn't really matter what I add to it.
So you rifle through a lot of stuff in there, and you don't really see anything. It's a lot of papers, a lot of stuff that you're like, this guy's a simpleton, he didn't know how to run his business, I could have done it better.
You know, yes!
Like, you're not even reading anything, you're just like, this guy's an idiot.
Durst.
I get like a couple extra hit points from being like just proud of myself, yeah!
Yeah, and then you actually look through one of the papers and you look up and exclaim, he did it all for the nookie! And people think it's very funny and everyone laughs. You, William, you cut up. Okay.
Piano hasn't been invented, but
yeah,
that song has, for
but,
sure.
You know, well, sure.
Timeless.
I mean, well, it's actually the band that did it back then was Limp Hardtack, but it's different. Lamora is up. What are you doing, Lamora?
Is it pretty dark in here? Like, can we see at all?
It's pretty well lit. You can see, you know, as the body came out, you saw that right away because you were right next to Nick.
Right.
You're on the other side of the door, though, so you can't see inside the secret room yet.
Okay.
Are you just going to step over your friend and walk in the room and be like, what's in here?
Kind of a bitch like that. I mean, Nick got up now, right? He's like,
no,
okay.
He's kind of like, I mean, it fell on him and he kind of just like went to one side, but he's still right in the doorway.
I guess I would maybe peek in a little bit.
So you stick your head around the corner and...
Stick my head around the corner.
Okay, so you look in there and you can see there's a large chest at the far end of the room, and then there's a couple bookshelves in that room as well, that appear to have like far less, like it's not a huge room. As you can see in the map here, it's very small.
So guys, I see there's just a tiny little room in here. There's a couple bookshelves and a chest. Do we want to check it out?
Well, if it was trapped in this way, I'm assuming there's something in there of value that's being guarded. We just need to make sure that the same fate doesn't befall us.
You like throw something in the room or something, see if it makes poison darts.
Do it.
I like that idea.
Go Indiana Jones. Do it.
I like that idea.
Throw.
Go ahead.
I don't know what I'm throwing in there.
There's books everywhere.
You have books all around you.
Yeah. Will takes out a couple books. Here you go. Is your throwing arm good?
All right. I throw in.
So roll a, we'll call it athletics to see if you can actually throw a book.
Oh, okay. 19.
Excellent. You take this large, you know, huge Faerun dictionary, which is like, you know, about 1,000 pages at least, and weighs 20 pounds, and you just like whip it into the room. It hits the back wall and like, you know, hits the top of the chest and every, like, it goes all over the place. You really whipped it in there good. Nothing.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens at all.
Now what?
Now we go to Mithrin, who is going, interesting over there, interesting over here. Got this guy, clever puns about bands I don't know. All right. So Mithrin is actually, he's going to go over to the secret room because that seems a little more interesting. And he's going to grab the dead body and drag it out into the room so that it's clearing the way. That is what Mithrin will do with his turn. And we go back to Nick.
He'll say, well, I'm thinking that since the body fell out onto me, that it, that this guy was, or gal, was killed right inside. That whatever these things shot him in the neck sort of hit him here and he died sort of up against the door. That's my thought. So I'm thinking maybe the whatever's triggering it is going to be right here close by. Maybe like a tripwire or something like that. So as much as he can, without crossing the threshold, he's going to look and try to find any kind of triggers or any, even like maybe a sign of a tripwire. If maybe it's inactive since he did it, I don't know.
Okay, what would you like to roll for that?
Investigation.
Okay, I'll take it.
23.
That is going to be great. Nice. So as you are down at the floor level, you start running your fingers over the floor a little bit, and you do notice that there is one tile that is just a little bit offset from the other tiles. And you're stealthy background and what you have learned from your travels, like you kind of think that seems like a trip wire thing.
Got it. Oh, I think I found it. All right. Everyone out of the doorway, and he'll stay as low as he can. And is there a way he can try to disable this or wedge it up or anything like that?
You certainly can try. If you have like, you know, a dagger or something that you could try and. Okay.
I have two daggers.
And why don't you... Oh, well, what do you know? Why don't you try and roll a, you know, let's do, see, this is kind of an interesting in-between kind of skill.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to call this just a straight dexterity.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to be really dexterous to.
Cool. I also, I do have thieves' tools, so maybe there's something in there that'll.
That, yeah, you know, I'm going to give you advantage on that for having thieves' tools, because that's going to be better than daggers. Yeah. Yeah.
16.
So you are able to, what you feel is like solidly make the tile not move. Like you actually take some of your lock picks, stick them underneath the tile.
Okay.
You know, sort of, so that you wouldn't want anyone to step on them, but you're not worried that it's just going to go off.
Okay. And
you're confident on that too. You're confident.
Cool. All right. So he'll get up, brush off his pants and, say, all right, come check this out. I'll show you where not to step, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, we're sure that's the only place not to step.
Do you want to try it out?
That's why I'm asking the question.
That's why I'm at the desk, brilliant.
Yeah, that's why I'm over here, kicking up my heels onto the desk, and you're over there, shoving something under a something-something. All right. And somebody said there was a chest over there.
The far end.
There is a chest on the far side of the room.
You know, if I'm gonna be true to my role playing, I think he's just gonna hang out by the desk because he's not like a poor man. He's not an adventurer. He's just somebody who's like, go get your chest. He doesn't know what's in chests. He doesn't know magical things could be in there.
You want to keep rifling through the desk just to while you're filling your time? Or...
Yeah, sure. I think that, that's what he's just, you know. Honestly, I think he's sitting at the desk kind of being like, you know, this is where I'm more comfortable, something like right now. I mean, for the past few years kind of thing.
Why don't you roll a perception or an investigation, whichever you like.
Oh, 17. Wait, oh, investigation?
Yeah.
Okay, then I get a 20.
Yeah, I'm thinking that perception is what you'd actually be doing more if you're just kind of sitting there and not really doing anything.
Okay. Well,
so what you happen to notice while you're just kind of rifling through things and looking at how poorly this guy did his paperwork and, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, he didn't even know how to do his taxes right. This guy could have taken many more deductions from, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, that sort of thing. You do happen to notice that under some of those papers is a key.
Oh, okay. Cool. I think I just pick it up. I don't tell anybody about it.
Okay. In your pocket, the key goes.
Is it like a small key or like a key that would go in the desk or a key that would go...
It's like a key to the city. It's like 7 inches long.
Yeah.
I already have a couple of those. I already have one of those and I throw it out the window.
You walk outside and what do you know? There's a parade and there's a whole marching band and they're like, "Mayor, come on. Get your butt out here." No, it's like a typical door key, like skeleton key type size. So like maybe 4 inches long by, you know, 1 inch.
Okay.
Not huge, just nice iron key.
Okay. Yeah, I pick it up. I'm not like trying to like look around and make sure no one's looking, but I think I just look at it and then just put it in my pocket.
Yoink. Yep.
Yeah, yoink mine now.
Yeah, the old yoink and grab. All right, Lamora.
Nobody's really stepped in.
Yeah. Not yet. Nick has invited anyone who wants to to step in there, and he has assured you that the panel that sets off the poison darts has been disabled. He seemed to know what he was doing, too, and you watched him doing it. Like it looked like, he knows what he's doing. He's very very professional, very confident.
Ooh.
Steady hands.
Wow.
That's right. I'm level 2.
I see romance blossom.
That's right.
I guess maybe I would kind of step around and go, maybe go check out the chest.
You're short. You'll never get hit by anything.
Yeah.
That's true, you are.
You should pick up the body. Pick up the body. See where the darts are.
The body was a human. The body was a human. So.
There you go.
Right over
human
my head.
Human
right
size, anyway. So.
I think Will even makes a remark like that. You're short. Yeah. They're going to go right over your head. Get in there.
Just, hey, shorty, hurry up. Go. Come on.
Get on in there.
So you are going in to look at the chest.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a bad idea.
Don't, you can't ask
I know
you
I can't ask you.
You'll find out.
What did I find? I know.
You approach the chest, and you are right in front of it. What would you like to do?
Maybe I would open it just like a little crack and see if anything happens.
Oh, I love it. It's like looking at your Christmas presents early, just like...
Yes. She picks the chest up and shakes it.
A sweater. When?
I think it's a train. Chewing noises come out of it. No. It opens easily and nothing happens. It's
nothing
just
happens.
Opening. Yeah.
Okay. Then I just fling it open.
All right, you fling it open, and there's things inside. Yay!
Woo!
There's a bunch of books that look to be actually like tomes of some kind of like demon worship, devil worship kind of how to summon demons 101, how to summon demons for dummies. You know, your devil in you, things like that. Like, you know, it looks
chicken
to be like
soup for the possessor's soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I wish I would have thought of that one. That's good. that sort of thing, like a lot of books that are all about like how to summon extraplanar creatures or devils or demons into this world and how to control them and whatnot. And then right next to those books is a letter. The seal has been opened, and you look at the seal, and it's a red seal, and it has a S and a V on it. And the letter has been opened, but it's sitting like right next to there, like it's important. like this guy did not just like file it away. He put it in a chest with all the other stuff that obviously was important.
How long do you just keep going before someone else does something?
No, you can do something.
You're there. Yep. You're the one at the chest.
The only thing you have 6 seconds is like one turn technically.
Yeah. Oh.
So like you walk and like open books, read. You still have like 3 seconds to do something if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, like, interesting. Okay. I guess I would check out the letter.
Okay.
Read it.
You open the letter, and inside is written the following. My most pathetic servant, I am not the Messiah sent to you by the dark powers of this land. I have not come to lead you on a path to immortality. However many souls you have bled on your hidden altar, however many visitors you have tortured in your dungeon, know that you are not the ones who brought me to this beautiful land. You are but worms writhing in my earth. You say that you are cursed, your fortune spent. You abandoned love for madness, took solace in the bosom of another woman, and sired a stillborn son.
Oh.
Cursed by darkness, of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are. Your dread lord and master, Strahd Bonzarovich.
Hmm.
Okay, then.
So it's talking to the dad, I assume, and bastard child stillborn.
Yeah. Pretty much tells you what's going on.
But I don't know about it yet.
Nope.
I don't know about it.
Neither do I.
Okay, I guess I read it out loud to
everybody. I'm imagining that's what you did.
That's
yeah.
what I did. I read okay. it out loud.
Because they taught, you know, elocution in the temple.
Indeed,
so.
They did.
So then it jumps over to Mithrid, and he's like, "Holy crap!" And you can actually see he is like furiously like scribbling on like some parchment he pulls out. And he's like,
"This would make a great haiku."
Like, writing all this down. Yeah, he's like, "You know what? Epic poetry is not dead anymore, man." Woohoo! And then it goes back to Nick.
Some pleasant correspondence there. I think we have a pretty good sense of what's going on here. It makes me a little more worried about what we're going to find downstairs. And while he's sort of musing about this, he'll check out the bookcase that's in there as well.
The rest of the books in there are what you can tell are basically like common versions of like demon summoning stuff, but none of it looks like it's incredibly expensive or rare or anything like that. It's like stuff that you would see like if you go down to Hot Topic. It's like that.
Yeah!
Like, it's definitely, like, you know, dark and gothy and demon-y and all that.
Sure.
But it's nothing like, I mean, you've seen copies of stuff all over, so it's like, eh.
Yeah. It's like the novelization of the Twilight movies. It's not the books,
exactly.
But it's the movies that turned into books.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like someone's like, I'm going to actually like fanfic this totally out. Or, you know, it's like, it's things like this. It's like someone who actually is like, yeah, I found a copy of the Necronomicon at Barnes & Noble. It's like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. None of these are like, bound in human skin, but some of the ones in the trunk maybe.
No, but they might look like it, you know. It's actually right. Like, you know, something else, but
it's a leather.
Looks like it, but yeah, yeah. Precisely. So that's like what's on all the bookshelves in that room otherwise.
He'll probably check out the chest as well. He'll maybe check for like a false bottom or something like that.
Give me an investigation.
8.
Looks to be just a regular chest. Everything in there looks just fine.
As is. Okay.
So, moving on to Will.
This is me being dumb, but, like, isn't that the same kind of stuff that happened to me or whatever?
No.
It's not? Demons is not the same?
Well, no, that kind of thing is the same, as far as, like, who they're trying to summon.
Yeah.
So, obviously, everyone who's listening to this, like, this is out of character. Just
mm-hmm.
They're trying to summon, you know, demons. They're trying to actually, like, bring a demon or a dark lord or a dark power or something like that to them to give them power and to, like, help them out of their things. You didn't try and do any of that.
No.
Something came to you.
Yeah. I hear that, though, and I'm like, I think he would, like, be going on over there, because he'd be like, what's going on? Like,
sure.
Trying to be cool about it, but being like, what's in here?
Oh, there's a chest full of demon books? Yeah, I'll take a look at...
I feel like Will doesn't really know or understand what has happened to him, so now it's like he's going to be like, what's this? And he wants to go and read some things.
You walk over there, you grab the books, but they're big books. It'll take you a couple hours to get them in any...
It's like that happened, and I'm not sure if he knows exactly what happened, so I think he would be, you know how you were making a joke, like, Demons 101, that kind of book, he might be like, I want to take a look through this.
Yeah, the thing is, like, they are that type of book. They're like, you know, like, which demon is right for you, kind of, you know.
Take the quiz in the back.
Exactly. <You
know. laughs> I'm Miranda from Sex and the City.
They are that type of book, but it will take a couple hours to get what you want out of it. You know, because it's all like old-timey script, and they're all illuminated, and you know that sort of thing. So there's no index, there's no table of contents.
I don't know.
You can certainly take the books with you.
I can? I mean, aren't they huge?
They're not large enough that they wouldn't fit in your adventurer's pack. I mean, you could just throw them in there.
Yeah, he would want to do that, I think. You know, I don't know if everyone else is still in there, but he'd be like,
Lamora's still in there. Lamora, Will is just walking over there and like, hey, books! Oh, demon books! Yeah, and just starts loading them in his bag.
Well, I would be like, yeah, that's a good idea, because I'm also wondering about things, so...
So you're just going to let this questionable guy load up books on how to summon demons? All
right. Yes!
Cool.
What are you planning on doing with those?
Oh, you're in here?
I was right by the chest.
Yeah, he was like checking to see if there were secret... parts of the
we are literally touching probably right now.
Yeah, well, you kind of like elbowed your way in. And like,
he wouldn't have done that.
Get out of here!
He would have waited. I mean, he wouldn't be shoving his way.
The thing is, like, all three of you could be standing like next to the chest and like looking, so you wouldn't have to elbow anybody or anything like that.
Oh well, he'd just be like, "Those look pretty interesting." He would be. I don't know if anyone would just leave them there, but he would wait. He would see if anyone was gonna leave, and you know, like wait.
No one else had shown any interest in taking them, so it makes sense to you, honestly, from a character perspective.
Yeah. Yes.
They look valuable.
Yes. I'm just saying that he wouldn't, he might not do it in front of everybody if they're looking at him.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Nick wouldn't, like, just wait there and, like, guard the books until everybody's gone. Like, if you don't just walk in and start taking them once he is... confident that they've explored what this room has to explore, he would leave. So you could at least be free of Nick.
The way I imagine it is that Nick walked in there, looked for a trap, didn't see any like hidden compartments or anything like that, turns to leave. Lamora is like kind of halfway turning to leave as well after picking up this letter and reading it aloud to everyone. Will walks in behind Nick. Nick's leaving, Will's in, grabs the books, and they all start heading out.
And he would probably point out the tile and the floor to you.
Yeah, thank you. Don't step on there.
That sounds good to me. That sounds
you know, and that's where the rhyme, the old rhyme, you know, don't step on a crack, get a dart in your back came from. So, all right. You guys are back into the main room of the library. So it goes back to Nick. Or whatever.
Yeah. He can go, that's fine. Well, I think that's probably what we heard unlock. It's pretty likely. Did you find anything in the desk, Will?
No. Nothing. This guy was kind of an idiot, I think. You know.
Well, he
standard.
Was... standard.
What?
Standard demon summoning idiot.
Yeah. What kind of idiot does that?
I don't know.
I think the letter, you know, told us a little more about this guy than anything I found in his scrawlings on his papers.
Okay. Well, should we try to find the source of that other click?
Click?
Click.
I would say so. That was a pretty interesting find in there, so.
Yeah, right. See if any more dead bodies fall on me.
Yeah, you make sure you go first.
Yeah. that's usually what everyone does, you know, rogue first.
Yep.
They can take so much damage. All right, well, so you guys going up to where? Third or attic?
I mean, probably third, first. I think at least Nick would assume that if they heard it, it's probably not in the attic. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know the acoustics of the house very well. So they were pretty much mostly had sort of poked through most of the third floor. So it hopefully would be a pretty quick search to see if anything has changed.
All right, so you walk up to third floor. You go up. You look and peek in nursemaid's room. Nothing seems to be different there. Mm-hmm. You look on the balcony again. Nothing seems to be different there. You look in the one storage room. Nothing seems to be different there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you ever went up to the east side of the house on the third floor, though.
Nick did not. I know that. So he would.
All right. You open the door. Lavish furnishings. Warm fireplace type thing that could be, you know, it's obviously this, you know, it's on the third floor, so it seems a little bit dusty and mm-hmm. kind of ill-used and that sort of thing. You know, there's a little cafe table towards the south end of the house. Looks very nice.
I think he'll probably start hunting around for anything that's unlocked. Maybe kick that rug out of the way, see if there's anything there, peer under the bed, typical things.
You can see that there's, you know, a portrait of the man and wife in this room. When you get down towards that little coffee table thing, there's actually some portraits there. There's what looks to be like gold and silver vanities and that sort of thing on top of the dressers. There's some money in this room, if nothing else.
Okay. Looks like there's some stuff of value. We should probably appropriate that. I don't see why not. I don't know if anybody else is coming back for it.
All right, so you grab, like, you know, a couple gold and silver lockets, trinkets,
whatever
sort of thing that's
reasonable to take. It seems
small things, they all go in your pocket. You end up with, like, about stuff that you think could be worth about 150 gold pieces.
Woo! Okay.
All said and done. Will.
Okay, so we're in this room, and Nick is essentially...
He just walked in there, and there's, like, gold and stuff on the dressers.
Yeah, he's
like,
just taking
sweet.
It. Nice.
Well, I did say, yeah. I announced out loud that I see all this stuff, so.
No, I know. Well, Will is not actually going to be doing that. He doesn't really, again, I think he's kind of being kind of dumb, especially since somebody is apparently taking over his business or whatever. But, he's not used to that right now anymore. He's not used to that kind
it's
of life. So he's not really, he's not going to take stuff. He's probably going to... You said you moved the rug?
Yeah. Kick the rug out of the way.
I'm trying to see it. Those are windows, I assume? There's like a... Is that a window over the bed?
Yeah, there's a couple of windows and... Yeah, there's a door that goes out to a balcony.
What is that thing? Is that the vanity by the rug?
That's like a little desk dresser thing.
What about the fireplace? I think he moseys on over to the fireplace. And is it that where you said there was the painting?
No, they were over by the little cafe table.
I think he goes over to the fireplace and kind of looks around there, just casually looking around there.
Yeah, there's a couple more what look to be valuable trinkets or keepsakes, that sort of thing. A couple rings and that kind of stuff.
Sweet. Are they man's rings?
There's actually both. There's men's and women's rings.
Yep. He might pick up one of those and put them on, just kind of like, meh, but like not like, you know.
Look at me, all fancy.
Yeah, exactly. but he'll probably be like, hey, Nick, there's more if you are looking for it over here. And so there's no, like, if he can he investigate the fireplace somehow? Is there like sure.
Roll investigate. I also imagine that the way that Nick got around his. Alignment thing with Lawful Good about just taking other people's stuff is that this guy was a total douchebag.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve to have any of these things.
Yeah, he kind of killed his children, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this guy has nothing that I need to be worried about.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did the law a favor by...
Exactly.
I just got an 8. That's it.
Yeah, it just appears to be a normal fireplace.
This is a nice fireplace, guys. Check it out.
Have you seen this fireplace?
Light a fire. Have you seen it? Put logs in it and presumably light a fire in there. Fireplace.
Have you fucking seen this fireplace? It's amazing. Lamora, what would you like to do?
I guess no one's really checked out the dresser thing yet.
Nick walked by it. And,
walked by it. There wasn't really anything interesting.
Grabbed
there.
Stuff off the top, and he's, you know.
Didn't look inside.
No.
She'd probably just open the drawers. The drawers.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing much in there at all. Mithrin even goes over and looks under the bed. Nothing.
Anybody find anything?
Nope.
I found a fireplace.
I see that.
Mithrin starts scribbling fantastically. Fireplace, fireplace.
Fireplace was found.
Considering in the other room it was kind of pretty obvious what had opened, right? Right? Like you walked in and it was kind of open.
Yeah,
the bookcase.
It was pretty clear. I didn't have to find it. It was there.
So, I mean, I guess, is there any other place up here that we haven't looked in?
I think we pretty much checked
it. I think
it
we
all.
Pretty much got it, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was further up.
What about, I guess.
All right, and shall we go back to the attic?
I guess so.
My favorite place.
Dun, dun, dun. So, you go back up to the attic. And there is the kids' room, which you recognize. As you go up the stairs, the kids' room is going to be on your right. Then there's like a servants' quarters that I believe you looked in.
Yep.
Next door on your right, straight up. And the other rooms I don't believe you have looked in. No, wait, you looked at the one that's on the west side of the house as well. That was another like servants' quarters.
Yep.
We kind of need to look in everything anyway, right? Because, yeah, I mean, who knows where it came from. So we just need to just look, peek in all the doors. Will helps. Will starts helping because he's like, all right, let's get on with this. What? He's giving
you. I thought you were lounging on the. I thought you were lounging on the tiger skin rug downstairs. Admiring your
I just
new
made
ring.
A cloak out of it. He's wearing it right now.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Lamora turns around and sees like Will laying on the ground and going, paint me like one of your French girls. And Lamora's like, I don't know that reference.
Come on. I have so many non-time period references. Can he be asking the little crying, if assuming he's full time, otherwise Will would have thrown himself out of a window.
Defense
because I know I would have. Can he be like, hey, you know, I know any secret little places you and your sister might have hidden in this little house that you have here?
You kind of get the feeling that he is leading you towards the door that you haven't gone to. We weren't allowed to go in there.
You weren't allowed to go in there. Well, it doesn't sound like they were allowed to go very many places anyway.
Considering the bar on the outside of their room.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to go anywhere except for that room. But anyway, so leading us to the room that... All right. I mean, I guess if he's leading me there, then he'd still probably be like, hey, how about this one? Let's start with the one that we haven't seen yet. You know, might as well. Maybe there's something obvious in there.
Sure. You open the door, and you see, like, there's a bunch of, like, old furniture, things that are in storage that all have, like, dust shrouds over them, you know, just to keep them from getting dusty. It's a fairly large room, though.
Classically creepy.
Yeah.
Is it me? Did I do that?
No, you opened the door, you've looked in. So now we go to Lamora.
So nothing's really jumping out at us.
Literally or figuratively. Neither one. Yeah. Neither thing.
I guess Lamora would go in and walk around the furniture stuff. Is that furniture?
Yep. Lamora kind of walks by, goes in, looks at the furniture. There's a lot of furniture. Very nice. A lot of it is like obviously handmade, like very expensive, like mahogany furniture that would be, you know, many people's whole year of wages just to have like one chair kind of stuff. So very opulent and stuff. And it's all in storage. So it's kind of crazy that it's just sitting here collecting dust. But while you're in there looking at that, you look over the side and you do see a wall that is sticking out a little bit further than everything else.
Indeed, I do. Hey, there's this wall sticking out. You guys think we should check it out?
That's probably what we're looking
Mithrin
for.
Mithrin would say, yeah. And so Mithrin will walk in and he will grab the door and pull it open and reveals spiral staircase going down, 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 as far as you can see.
Well, we have our staircase, huh?
Yeah.
Yay.
So now what?
Let's do it.
I'm with you, dude. Dudes haven't been invented yet, but yeah. I'm with you. All right. Comrade.
All right, bro.
Bro, yeah. Mithrin is with you.
Do we hear anything? Like, see anything other
it's
than the stairs?
It's very dusty, covered in cobwebs, completely. Looks like nobody has passed through there.
Is there a fell draft emanating from below?
Yes, like, there's actually, like, a... You know, the typical misty draft that comes up, blows in your face, and makes you cough. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Is everybody...
Nick, roll for allergies.
Yeah. I have a...
Yeah, I think we're all good.
Hopefully it's not Eric rolling for allergies, because I have, like, a negative 10.
Yeah. I also have a negative. Okay, so right, back to the top of the stairway. Open the door, and there's a stairway going down, obviously. You guys start descending, and there is. The first floor goes by, second floor goes by, third floor goes by. Now you're on the main floor. Down more. Keep going down. And it goes down for at least another, what you would estimate to be two or three floors below that.
Hmm.
And then it opens, and you're still going down. Nothing has changed. It's just spiral staircases all the way down. Till eventually you come to a hallway. And you can look at this hallway and you can see that it is not like what you would typically imagine in like a dungeon scenario is like stone walls and like, you know, that type of thing. This is not that. This is like hard clay walls. It's like a dirt floor. It's been dug out of the earth and reinforced with beams occasionally, but it's more of just like this hard clay type structure where this was built by hand, you can tell. It's like the walls are irregular, and they've been dug out. They're not smooth, straight, dwarven walls. Lamora is absolutely appalled.
And there's just one way to go?
Pretty much at this point. There is a little straight ahead, but it's really dark.
Okay. Nick has dark vision.
Nice.
I don't know. About
so you can see pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing Lamora what to do.
I have a light cantrip, by the way. So I should probably make some light.
You don't have to roll anything. Okay. You can just do it.
Yeah. I'm doing it. Light.
And
put it in my mace.
Okay.
Cool.
So now it's basically like you're holding a torch.
Excellent.
Yeah. Except for the light is very uniform and it's not like, you know, wavering like a torch would and there's no smoke and all that garbage. So you look ahead. And you can see up ahead of you is the end of the passageway comes to an end, and there's obviously a left and a right.
So is Nick in front still, technically, or who?
He was in front, yes.
Probably. Everybody all good?
Good.
Good.
Well, I'm going to stay with this lady with a light, because this is pretty great. I didn't see anything otherwise.
So far today, I've seen an awesome fireplace and now a light on a mace. This is pretty good. Pretty good day.
Just in case, I don't know. Do you have anything like this? He pulls out. He has like a lantern that he could give Will.
Oh, you're so nice. Yeah, because I don't know what I have in my pack. I have no idea what it.
I'm assuming that you have like some torches and things like that. That's the standard adventurer's kit. Usually has something for light.
Oh well, then I should do something for light.
Probably, at this point, you don't even need it. Lamora's spell is, like, enough that it lights up I believe it's, like, 60 feet. It's pretty bright.
Yeah. All right.
Well, then.
He's like, screw you, I've got torches! See? Yeah. I don't need them right now, but I don't need your crappy lantern.
I have torches, man.
So wealthy with torches.
I'm happy with torches.
All right.
It's a free-range, organic torch.
Let's see what's down there.
So you guys walk down about 10 feet, and there is a left or a right turn. You can't really see the end of either tunnel. No, I take that back. Onto the left, you can see a corridor that goes down like about 5-10 feet and then takes a right. And then down a little bit further than that, you can see it ends and goes left.
How do we see around all these corners?
Well, you can just see that the light's reflecting off one wall.
Is that it?
And then it's open on the other side. So.
Oh my god, we're really smart. I've done this before, okay? I can tell.
You can totally see it. You can see the opening of, like, something that goes that way.
Listen, Emily.
Why are you trying to destroy my fantasy?
Kevin, the game is terrible. I quit. Can't
yeah,
tell.
I know. Yeah. But if you look down the right corridor, you can't see anything. There's no passageway.
All right, so we got one corridor that obeys the law of physics and one that doesn't. Got it.
No. Yeah, the other one does totally. You guys all know it and you've seen it.
Nick starts walking down the other one and he like starts walking on the wall and then walking on the ceiling.
David Bowie comes out in some top pants.
And guess what? Awesome. The wall is a trap and it's a mouth and you're eaten. And your character's done.
Oh my gosh.
Alright.
Anyway.
Which way? What do we think?
Got any sense of where we should go down here? Where you feel any scary things?
This is all pretty scary down here. Yeah. The monster's down here.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. It is pretty scary.
We're not supposed to be down here.
Oh my god, neither am I. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be down here either. I would like to go out of this house, actually. Would you let me? No, right? Okay. Yeah, so he's like, eh.
All right. Lamora?
No, I think Lamora would maybe go to the windier, not straight one. Left?
Yes, left. It wasn't windy. It was
whatever,
just,
dude.
Yeah. I need to like re-explain this. Okay,
okay,
so...
yes.
If you turn to the left,
mm-hmm.
imagine you're in Doom, okay?
Yep.
The video game Doom.
Yep.
So it's like a straight corridor down, mm-hmm. right? And you can see only ahead of you for like 20 feet. You can see there's a darkening spot about, you know, 5-10 feet away from you where obviously there's a passageway because
yep.
it's darker over on that side.
Okay.
And then if you go a little bit farther beyond that, you can see the end of the passageway and then a darkening spot to the left there.
So got it.
Obviously a passageway
I
that
think
way
I get
too.
It a little better.
That is actually clearer.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I did it wrong
it
the first time.
It was definitely you, not me.
I'm sure it was.
I still quit. Total crap. Crap.
This whole, like, theater of the mind stuff is total BS. Like, why anyone would want to do it is ridiculous.
So, Lamora,
so which way were you going?
Well,
you're the one with the light.
Yeah, I go where you go.
Actually, I think I'd rather go right. Just kidding, I lied. So let's go. I think I want to go right because it's just one path versus that other way having to choose again. Let's go.
Okay, right.
Sounds good.
All right. So Lamora starts walking down the right passageway, and you walk down about 20 feet. And you are met with a intersection, like a four-way intersection.
Four-way.
So straight to your left, there is a passage, short, it looks like. To your right, there's another passage, maybe a little bit longer, possibly. And then straight ahead, it appears to open into a larger room.
I say larger room. The larger room, maybe.
Will?
I'm actually trying to figure... This is not Will. This is Katie.
Hello.
Hello,
Will.
I'm trying to figure out how, because like I said, Will was kind of experimenting with prestidigitation, and I know that it can change the color of something. I'm wondering if I can mark the wall like with color or something, like as we go by, like to kind of show where we have gone.
Yeah, I am pretty sure that is absolutely okay, but let me just double check on that.
Okay.
You make because a color. The only thing... A small mark or a symbol appear on an object or surface for 1 hour.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And you can have up to three of them active at a time.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
But you also could just, you know, scratch something in the wall.
That's true.
Fine too.
That's true, but not nearly as fun.
I mean, you could definitely, like, press to digitize, you know, the shit out of whatever you want.
But non-metagaming, he might not know that he only has three of them active at a time. So that could be
that's
a fun
true.
Way to get lost.
That's,
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know
that's a really good... He wouldn't necessarily know that.
Yeah, okay, then I choose to do that. Because I don't know.
Good.
I don't know.
I like it.
And then I'm like, okay. Where did my marks go? We're lost. Okay.
So are you doing anything special with the mark, or is it just like a line, or what are you doing with the mark?
I think I just put an X, because I didn't know if my mark would be visible. I don't know how big things can be, so I was like, well, if I change
the... It could be as large as you want, really. It could be a very large mark, so...
Yeah, okay, well, I... Probably just like an X, and I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not like telling everyone this. I'm just doing it myself, like just because I'm completely self-centered. Sure. Not like, guys, here's my plan, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm hiding it either, but I'm just kind of blur as we go by, getting totally
lost. I was hoping that you'd like have this, like, you know, you write in there, Will Pompion
was here.
Anyway, so yes, you're leaving your mark. That's cool. I like it. And did you decide which direction we are going in? Mithrin is content to go with wherever you guys go. Mm-hmm. And Lamora said straight ahead into the large room. Nick, what are you saying?
Room, sure, sounds okay with me. Will?
Large room, large monster, potentially. You guys go right in front of me, okay?
All right, so you guys enter the room. And as soon as the light enters the room as well, you can see that there's a very large wooden table in this room. And you can see there's a lot of bones lying on the table, around the table, things like that. And they all appear to be humanoid.
Oh, great.
Thing is, a lot of these bones you actually happen to notice are like on plates or on platters and things like that.
Great.
Yum.
Any obvious exits other than the one we came in?
Straight across the room, like if you walk up 10 feet and then 10 feet over to your right, there would be an exit. So if you walked straight up, stood on the table, turned right, there'd be an exit.
Okay.
And then to the left, there is an alcove, but you can't see the other side of it. You don't know if it's a passageway or what. And the straight ahead one, just to be more accurate, it looks like that's a hallway that turns immediately. So.
How much does the light bounce off of the hallway?
Off the what?
Of the wall. How much? How curvy?
Well, it's very obvious. It's very obvious that the laws of physics, these particles are, these wave, these light, this light is a particle and a wave. So the particle parts make it look like this is a straight shot, and the wave parts make it look all crazy as fuck. So
nice.
All right. Are there any candles on the table or anything? Like any?
No. No.
No fireplace in this room? Is the alcove a fireplace?
You can't tell what's in that alcove. It looks like just like a, maybe could be a closet or, you know, pantry. I don't know.
And I'm behind everyone, so I'll wait.
So, Nick, you are near the front.
Well, I think he actually would go to the alcove just to try to figure out what that is before proceeding on through this maze.
Were you carrying your lantern, or are you just...
No, he was going to offer it to Will as a... Because he has dark vision, so he doesn't really need it. But okay. So he would... head over there regardless of whether the light was following or not, because he feels pretty comfortable in the dark.
As you approach that alcove, I'm going to have everyone roll for initiative.
Holy crap.
Dear.
There it is. Had to happen at least once tonight, so it's a good thing.
Does anybody not have bones? If so, you probably are okay. This thing likes to eat bones.
Is anybody a gelatinous cube?
Ooh.
That would be good.
Natural one.
That's not good.
Nope.
No, Nick, you dead.
Nick, I dead. I Nick and I dead.
All right, so definitely Nick, bottom.
He bottoms.
He bottom. All right. So, you want to roll? Katie, what'd you get?
I got a 10.
10, okay. Go ahead. And what did Mithron get?
Mithron.
18. Wow, Mithron's great. So, as you approached that alcove, something kind of descended from the ceiling, fell, like, right on you.
No.
And the best way to describe it is actually just to show you what it looks like.
No.
It looks like that.
Ew. Snaky, wormy tremor guy. Hey, it's a tremor.
It is very tremory.
We're in the movie Tremors now. Yeah.
Somebody
I'm Kevin Bacon.
Somebody go pee out in the desert.
Someone do it quick. All right. It falls on top of you. like it's going to just grasp you and whatnot, but it missed its roll, so that's too bad. But you are knocked prone because of your initiative. So right now you are on the ground.
Got it.
And Mithrin sees this, and he is taking his turn to run over there and try and get his books out from underneath his lap.
Okay. What are you doing, Mithrin? Put those books away.
I'm writing all this down. This is good material. All right. So he runs over there, and you can tell like he's pretty ticked off because he goes into a rage, and he rolls. Ooh, that's going to hit. And that's going to miss. So he gets two attacks. He does 6 points of damage to the tremory awful thing.
Nice.
And so he is right next to it, punching it in the face.
He punched it. Nice.
He punched it in the face.
That's what he does. And then it goes to the monster attacks. And the monster is attacking, obviously, Nick there.
Yep.
10, not going to hit you?
No.
Oh, all right. It attempts to bite at you with its beak and and hold you with its weird little tentacle things. And you are deftly dodge out of the way. Okay. And then it goes to Lamora.
Okay. Try to stake your claim in a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Please, you can use whatever help me. Do whatever. Yes.
Please, sacred the flames. The flames that are sacred. Do it now.
Five?
That is going to miss. So you throw sacred flames and they go sacredly awry.
Nah.
do not land near. And we go to Will.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do my good old Eldritch Blast. That's my go-to one. Because I was behind everybody, so I don't know.
As soon as, well, you can just say that as soon as the attack happened, you used your movement to step out and see what was happening, and now you have line of sight. Like,
okay.
It's not that far enough away that you can't hit it with your magic.
So. Okay. So that's 13. That's how math works, right?
Yep. And it just skates by it and misses.
Makes a fart noise.
Nick, you're on your back, and there's this thing with four tentacles and a snake-like body and a beak sticking out of the middle of it, snapping at your face. What are you doing?
He will get up and like use the movement from him like getting up to draw his rapier and try to stab it in the face.
Okay, I'm going to need you to roll athletics to try and break its grip because it's kind of on top of you.
Got it. Okay.
It's not holding you with the tentacles yet, but it is like on top of you.
Okay. So. 10.
10. You are able to break free. At least roll out from underneath it and draw your rapier. Yes.
All right. And I will stab it or try. 20.
Like natural 20?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well. All right. Roll for damage, please.
All right. And he will take advantage of the fact that Mithrin is there and attempt to sneak attack.
Very good.
As well. Just flavor-wise, I feel like what he does when he sneak attacks is he pulls out, he also has a short sword, and like with his offhand, he kind of like sneaks in there with another attack. Like,
yeah. And Mithrin just did punch it in the face, so it was kind of paying attention that direction.
15.
Holy crap.
Piercing.
That's like ridiculous. Yeah. Well, you do notice that as you are piercing it, it does appear to like, its skin is like more rubbery, and it has resistance against piercing damage. I don't understand how to say that in a like flavor text way.
Well, normally it would sink deeper into it, maybe.
Yeah, okay. You would think that.
Tough hide. Okay.
Can't believe rogues do that much damage. Overpowered, if you ask me. Okay. So, goes back to Mithrin, and Mithrin just straight up, he punches again. And that's going to hit. And that's going to miss. And he does 2 points of damage because he is lame. And the monster attacks. And it is attacking. All right, it attacks you.
Yay!
And that is, let's see, not going to work. It misses you.
Nimbly.
With its first attack.
Nimbly.
And with its second attack, it is awful. All right, Lamora.
I think your flame was a fail last time, but maybe we'll try it again.
Okay, Sacred Flame goes whizzing by, sacredly blessing the wall behind it. Will, what would you like to do?
It's just because me and her are like looking at each other over her glowing mace.
Are you,
hello.
Are you good at this? Yeah. I'm not good at this.
I've never seen one of these before, but this light is very beautiful, and I like it a lot, because otherwise I can't see. Yeah, I'm gonna try Eldritch Blast again. I imagine that he stepped out and like kind of.
Yeah.
Now like this just time like, he's like he's planted and he's like I'm gonna fucking hurt this thing.
Yeah, do it.
That's what he does. Okay, probably gonna miss, you know, because once you describe it. Okay, I got a 15 plus 5. Sorry, I always have to look.
Yeah, and you blast it and it hits solidly.
Yay!
Roll for damage.
Okay, and that's a D10. 4.
Good. Yeah, it's a very solid hit, and it definitely turns towards you. Like, what was that? You know, like, turns
remember around. And remember with you what you picked, Katie. You can push it if you want.
Oh yes. That was one of the things I got to pick because of my next level. I have this thing where it's called a repelling blast. So when I do my Eldritch Blast, I can push it back 10 feet, up to 10 feet. Cool.
All right, so do you want to push it?
The I want to push it away from them. Like, away from myself, mostly.
It has to be away from you. That's how it works. It's just...
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm assuming we're all, like, in the same... If I'm pushing it somewhere. Like,
at this point, if you Eldritch Blast it to the point where it's going to be away from us, like, back into that alcove, kind of.
Okay.
Would be
cool.
The way that it is. Yep.
Well, yeah. As long, I mean...
But it will put it away from everybody, so...
Yeah. Okay, that's what I want to do.
So as you hit it, it gets repelled backwards, you know, 5 feet, and just kind of like, whoa! Or what? Is there actually a distance on the repel? Is it a...
It says up to 10 feet. So basically, if it hit a wall or something, I mean, I feel like...
So you rocket it into the wall. Nick, this thing was just blasted off, you know, out from in front of you and thrown into a wall. It's now basically cornered on three sides. By walls.
Nice.
And you and Mithrin are standing right in front of it, pretty much.
Cool. Well, he'll press the attack, try to keep it pinned down, and he'll rush at it with his rapier out and attempt to stabby-stabby it again.
stab away.
Okay.
Stab-stab-stab-a-roo.
8.
Not gonna fly. Nope.
My arm hits the wall.
Yeah. You feel dumb for a minute.
Yep.
Like, no, don't. Mithrin goes. And he misses with his first. And with his second. The wall's in the way. It's hard to get a good position to get a punch in. Bad guy goes. And he is going to be attacking Mithrin. And the first one is a miss. Second one is a hit.
Mm.
He hits Mithrin, and he hits with his tentacle.
Ew.
And that, I believe, that's not good. So he grabs with the tentacles, hits Mithrin for 12 points of damage.
Oof.
And then attempts to bite with the beak that's coming out of the middle as well. And that is... Please don't hit me. Oh, that's going to hit.
Uh-oh.
Mithrin, no!
Okay. Yeah, and Mithrin is down.
No!
Oh, my God.
He gets bitten and falls over. And the monster looks like, great, this is awesome.
No! That is an expressive worm thing.
Lamora.
Oh, I mean, how bad is Mithrin? Should I healing word him?
He's on the ground. He's unconscious. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you help people or do you fight?
This is like game rule stuff, so this isn't in anything. Technically, he has 3 tries to not die at this point.
Okay.
So if he goes like way negative hit points, mm-hmm. he could die and be dead forever.
Yeah.
But if it's just he's left there unconscious, I have to make death saving throws. And so that means every time it comes around to my turn, I roll a d20. And if it's under a 10... I get 1 strike against me. If it's over a 10, okay. three strikes, you're out, and then that's it. Now, if someone comes over to me and uses, like, a medicine skill or a healing, something like that, it stabilizes me and I won't die.
Yeah.
So that's how the technical death things work so far. Now, at that same time, you know, would I say, like, what should you do? That's entirely up to you, because you could heal him, or you could try and, like, finish the fight so that you can run over there and just use your medicine skill to stabilize him. There's options galore for you. Or you could say, stupid guy, shouldn't try and punch people, because that's a stupid weapon, and why would anybody do that?
And we technically don't really know how much more...
You just know Well, the two things. You know Mithrin fell over, and you know that that thing looks pretty beat up.
It does look pretty beat up. Okay.
So you could...
I don't know.
You could attack it, you could cast your Healy magic on Mithrin, or you could physically run over and try to, like, quickly staunch his wounds or something.
Or quickly run over and smash the monster with your mace.
Right, that too.
Whichever you heal.
Thinking
or,
about mace.
Or shoot your crossbow at it, or, you know, there's
I haven't tried the crossbow yet.
Or run away.
Yeah. Or be like, I'm taking the light with me.
No!
See you guys, I'm out of here.
No!
Make sure there's some rings still left upstairs.
Yeah, go grab some rings and, like...
Oh,
this is targeting back into the temple. tithing.
I think I'm going to try this light crossbow.
Okay.
8, that's not very good either.
8 plus 2.
Plus 2,
yep.
10.
So 10, yeah, that's going to miss.
Frick.
And so it goes glancing off the wall, and it misses the beast. And we go to Will.
All right, I'm going to blast him again.
All right.
I cast Prestidigitation, and I make a nice perfume smell over it.
I make a balloon animal, and I entertain it like it's its birthday.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to miss 10.
Yeah, that is going to miss. You go with the Eldritch Blast, and it blasts some rock off the wall. That rock will never be the same. People will remember you forever for making that mark in the wall. Nick.
Well, he is not completely well-trained in, like, healing stuff. And seeing that the monster does look pretty worse for wear, he'll try to stick with his bread and butter and whip his rapier around and try to find a maybe more vulnerable spot that's not so tough. 14.
That's going to hit.
Let's roll the damage. 7 piercing damage.
All right. It's not quite down yet. Looking pretty bad. All right, so then it goes to Mithrin again, who makes a death saving throw. And he's it.
Yay!
The monster, feeling cornered, and now with only one thing that's attacking it, attacks Nick.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, 18?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
no.
That's gonna do it. So it attacks with tentacles to try and grab you and bring you into its beak.
Beak time.
And it does 7 points of damage.
Okay.
With the tentacles. And then it rolls again for the beak. And it gets a 1. You're so lucky.
Yes!
It totally misses with the beak. It doesn't even get near you. In fact, it probably uttered a curse word. Consarn it! That's what it says. Okay, Lamora, you are going next.
So Nick isn't so bad.
Nick
is not on the ground.
Nick is not on the ground. Nick has definitely been hit. But
Am I like grabbed or anything?
Right now, you've just kind of been slapped by the tentacles. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not grabbed.
It does its attack kind of in one. It's basically just giving you like... It's giving you the old sushi 1-2. Yeah, you haven't been grappled or anything.
I don't know at what point I should try to heal, and at what point you're just supposed to keep fighting.
Well, would your character be all nervous because you've never been in a battle where somebody's, like, been dying on the floor?
I know.
The thing is, Emily's having that exact same, like, she's living her character right now. I don't know what to do. I have all these powers, but they all look equally tasty. I don't, this is why I go to buffets. I have some of everything. I don't have the choose.
I feel like she would maybe try to heal Mithrin.
Okay.
Since she's been utterly failing
yep.
at
so
attacking.
Yeah, I believe Healing Word is an automatic hit. Like, you're just able to do it. So you just roll 1d4 plus 5, and that's how many hit points Mithrin will get.
4.
Plus 5, 9.
9.
Mithrin is feeling better.
You're freaking welcome, Mithrin.
He's still laying on his back on the ground. He can't do anything this round. Will.
Can you move and then cast?
Yes.
Yeah, you can move. So each round, you can do a move, an action, and a bonus action. Some things are actually labeled bonus actions. So if it isn't labeled bonus action in your book, it's just move and action.
And your speed is listed on your sheet right next to your initiative.
Yeah.
You can move that much total in your turn. Yeah. You could even split it up.
Yeah, I mean, because I was just asking, because I feel like if he missed the last time, I feel like he's going to adjust and get closer, because he sees this guy with the big metal arms is, like, on the ground, and he's like, I need to protect myself with having other people here, so I need to make sure this thing dies. So he's going to get closer and blast the crap out of it again as much as he can. Okay, I got a 14 plus 5, which is 19.
That is a solid hit. Yes. Solidly hit.
Okay.
Roll the demolish.
9!
Oh, baby.
Describe what happens as you kill it.
Yay!
Oh. Like, describe what happens.
What do you think your Eldritch Blast did to the wormy, tentacled beak monster as you kill it?
Oh my gosh, yay! Okay. That's still, his Eldritch Blast is like a very, it's like a dark gray, swirly, like just inky, nasty thing looking, and it squirms its way into the worm and like just like just kind of tears it apart.
Finally. So yes, it crackles and explodes and, you know, chunks of wormy, you know, beaky goodness all over the room.
And Katie too.
Left in ashes on the floor.
Yeah, yes, it explodes onto my face, and I'm like, yes, oh.
It gets chunks all over, all over everyone.
Yeah. You also have something with your character called Dark One's Blessing.
What's that mean?
Anytime you kill a creature, a hostile creature, you gain temporary hit points equal to your charisma modifier plus your warlock level.
Yeah.
What?
So what that basically means is that every time... Yeah, every time you kill something, you get healthier for a little while.
What? Yeah. Every time?
Yeah. You have to personally kill it. Yeah. So like, if it had died because Mithrin had killed it, you wouldn't have gotten those. Right. But because you killed it.
It's, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So if you want to describe what it feels like to be flush with power at this point.
Oh my god. Well, I think that will, oh my gosh, that will make him feel a lot more confident in himself. I feel like the magic like is worming in, and you see it like kind of bubbling and everything, and right like as it's about to explode, there's like smoke and stuff, and he's just like breathing that in, and it smells kind of stinky, but it's also like, what? And then it explodes, and although he did get those temporary hit points, it's like on him, and he's like, not sure if that was good or bad, but okay, I did that.
I love that I did that. Did you see what I did? Did you see what I did?
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. 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 So that happens. You're in the room. Mithrin is looking worse for the wear, honestly. Nick, you are also being damaged.
Yep.
I don't know how you're feeling about that. Mithrin is definitely taking the time to bandage his own wounds, since he has some medicinal skill. He's going to try and bind his wounds and whatnot. What is everyone else going to do after the battle?
I'm going to wipe my face off with a handkerchief.
Yes.
And be like, little, I think he's going to sit there and be like, I did. Like, seriously, I think that it's like his confidence. I think that's like what those hit points were. So, yeah, he's just relaxing and cleaning himself. He just sits at maybe one of the seats and looks at one of the bones and kind of is a little skeeved out. But
very good. All right. So what you do happen to notice, Lamora, as you are moving your mace, you know, trying to swing around and see what else is in the room, in that alcove, there's a big pile of bones.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook at Pork Fried Dice. Please leave us a review on iTunes and be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.